Years later, her inspiration, urging, anger, and persuasion and passion for learning finally led to that lovely day when Miss Bessie dropped me a note saying, "I'm so proud to read your column in the Nashville Tennessean." Miss Bessie was 80 when I went back to McMinnville and visited her in a senior citizen's apartment building. Pointing out proudly that her building was racially integrated, she reached for 2 glasses and a pint of bourbon. I was momentarily shocked, because it would have been scandalous in the 1930s and 40s for word to get out that a teacher drank, and nobody had ever raised a rumor that Miss Bessie did. I felt a new sense of equality as she lifted her glass to mine. Then she revealed a softness and compassion that I had never known as student. "I've never forgotten that examination day," she said, "when Buster Martin held up 7 fingers, obviously asking you for help with question number 7. Name a common carrier. I can still picture you looking at your exam paper and humming a few bars of Chattanooga Choo Choo. I was so amused, I couldn't punish either of you." Miss Bessie was telling me that I had never fooled her for a moment.